Declaring God's Word, a daily devotion by Derek Prince. February the 17th. Washing and Regeneration.
This week, Derek's teaching dwells on how the body of a believer is a temple for the Holy Spirit. For the next 2 days, he looks at the three facets of God's salvation described in the book of Titus. The process of salvation involves washing and regeneration. Titus 3 verse 5 says, "He saved us, not on the basis of deeds which we have done in righteousness, but according to his mercy, by the washing of regeneration and renewing by the Holy Spirit." Let's look at these concepts briefly, starting with washing or cleansing. Sin defiles. We're inwardly dirty and we need to be cleansed. Only the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ can cleanse the sinner from all sin. How can we receive that cleansing? 1 John 1 verse 9 says, "If we confess our sins, he is faithful and righteous to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness." God not only forgives the past, he also cleanses us from all the defilement of sin. In the same chapter, John said that it's the blood of Jesus, God's Son, that cleanses us. The second phase of this process is regeneration, or rebirth. Jesus said to Nicodemus, "Truly, truly, I say to you, unless one is born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God." This is a birth that comes from God's realm above. A little further on, Jesus said, "That which is born of the flesh is flesh, and that which is born of the Spirit is spirit." When we were born of our mothers, it was a birth of our physical bodies and our fleshly nature. That's not the kind of birth that brings salvation. We have to receive a totally new life, born into us by the Spirit of God from above. That is regeneration, or rebirth. Listen to this proclamation and make it your own.
Thank you, Lord, for the blood of Jesus and the work of your Holy Spirit. I proclaim that the Lord Jesus Christ is cleansing me from all sin by his blood, and I receive regeneration and rebirth, a totally new life born into me by the Spirit of God. My body is a temple of the Holy Spirit, redeemed, cleansed by the blood of Jesus. Amen.